This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Down in New Orleans today, a former drilling engineer for BP was convicted of obstruction of justice. He apparently deleted text messages related to the Deepwater Horizon oil spill back in 2010. That conviction comes on the heels of BP's latest public relations campaign. Full-page ads in the New York Times spotlighting what the company says are frivolous claims for Deepwater Horizon compensation that it has been forced to pay, including to one celebrity chef. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that one.
Would you pay this claim? That's the bold print headline of the ad in the New York Times. It goes on to describe an anonymous celebrity chef, widely believed to be Emeril Lagasse, who was awarded more than $8 million for what BP calls fictional losses. The ad claims they were fictional because the chef's management company made more money the year of the spill than the 2 years prior. But legally, it's all pretty moot. The claim is being paid under the terms that BP agreed to.
They're now objecting to awards that have been upheld even within the internal review process. So now they're going to the court of public opinion.
Heidi Lee Feldman is a professor of law at Georgetown. She says that technically speaking, the public's opinion on claims like this one has no legal bearing on their outcome. So why spend thousands of dollars on an ad that isn't going to change things?
Insofar as BP influences, even subconsciously, the people who are operating the claims procedure, a public relations campaign could benefit them greatly.
David Logan teaches at Roger Williams University. He says BP likely chose the New York Times because of its wide reach, but also because of who reads it.
They know the New York Times is the paper of record for lawyers and judges and law professors, and that must be viewed as a sound strategic investment.
Neither BP nor Emeril Lagasse agreed to an interview, though BP issued a written statement stating it will continue to fight in court all interpretations of the settlement agreement that it disagrees with. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.